Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I'm dedicating the entire show this week to the benefits you can achieve when you connect with the energy centres in the soles of your feet. Yes, you heard that right. Connecting with the energy centres in your feet contributes massively to your well-being, and not only your energetic well-being. I love these energy centres, and I use them to contribute to the spiritual, the psychic, the emotional, the mental, the physical, well, all aspects of my clients' well-being. And on today's show, I'm going to focus on the soles, the undersides of your feet. So I hope you'll stay tuned and join in with some of the different exercises that I give you to try. Now, this area of your body, why is it important? Well, the energy centres here are associated with moving your life forward. And that's why it's so important to ensure that the energy here doesn't stagnate and it doesn't congest. So on my show today, I'm going to give you some very easy to follow exercises to keep this valuable part of your energy system working efficiently and effortlessly. Now, during my Future Self Energetic sessions, I always check my clients' major energy systems. So in case you don't know about them, I check these systems, and if there's anything that needs correcting, I, as an energist, make the corrections on their behalf then and there. Now, these major energy systems, they surround us like layers of veils and networks of interconnecting energy lines. Whether you're aware of your energy field or not, it's up, it's running, and it's working on your behalf. So it's really good to consciously become connected to it. These energy structures are there to protect you, after all, and to keep you safe. So it works as a sort of energetic skin, if you like, and a whole lot more. So during my Future Self Energetic sessions, I will check the major energy systems. So what are they? Well, some you'll have heard of, others you may not immediately relate to. So I always check your auric field, your electromagnetic field, your manifestation fields, your energy shielding, the Hara line. That's a pulsating line of energy that flows up and down your spinal column. And I also check the spinning energy discs that are known as the chakra wheels. In the majority of these major structures, if they're in good working order most of the time, well, in the majority of cases, you're going to find that you're going to feel happy and you're going to have a hopeful, outward-looking sense of well-being in your life. If most of these energy systems are not working too well, you'll certainly know about it. It'll feel hard to bring things into your life that you want, or you'll feel like you can get going, but you get to a certain sort of glass ceiling and you can never really break through. Maybe you've never really felt completely present in your life. Perhaps you always feel also excluded or on the outside. So if you can connect in the right way with these different manifestation or energetic shields or Hara line and so forth, it's going to make a difference in the particular part of the your life that energy system mostly has an umbrella effect upon. Now, as I mentioned before, one of these major energy systems that I always check consists of a number of energy wheels. Spinning discs is I suppose what I would see. They're almost like portal gateways that spin, and these are radiant. They're vital when they're moving really well, and they move energy around us. They move energy around a field around us. So these are the chakra wheels, and I check the seven major chakras, and I also check many of the other lesser well-known chakra wheels as well. I mean, did you know that there are at least 100 of them in and around your energy field? And as I work in the energy field, I quite regularly I will see all sorts of little chakra wheels that pop up in the particular location that I'm working in. Now, you may already know of the main seven. Often people know them almost as a rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, blue, indigo, violet. And each of those colours are associated with the name of the actual chakra. So red at the root, then you've got orange at the sacral, and then you've got yellow at the solar plexus. You've got the green heart chakra, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. Now, as I said before, I often see other chakras as well, including a really small chakra. It's associated with states of bliss. It's actually a mini chakra that's just to the side of the main heart chakra. But this one's associated with us feeling like we're in that present moment where everything just feels like it's all happening for us. It's effervescent. It's fun. It's joyful. Mini chakras that I also see are associated with our soul purpose. I also see other chakras that give access to universal Akashic records. Most relevant to the show today, though, are two small chakra wheels, which are actually located under the soles of your feet. And if you want to trace them to their natural location, they're actually found in the soft tissue area on the foot, in the arch central sort of underfoot area, you know, where the foot starts to curve, and you have one on the left and one on the right hand side. When I check any of the chakras, what I'm looking for is their illumination. I'm looking for their radiance and their vitality. I know a lot of people would say, well, what's the colour? What does the colour saturation look like? Well, I've actually found that in most cases, the chakra wheels, the colour that's associated with them, are as individual as the person I'm treating. So if I said to 1,000 people in a room, imagine the colour red, each one of the people in that room would be able, I would hope, to imagine that colour. But they'll all have a slightly different shade. You see what I mean? But if I said to the same group of people in the room, that 1,000 people in the room, think of a light that's radiant. Think of a spinning wheel that's vital and energised. They'd all have pretty much the same idea. And that's how I approach the chakras when I look at them.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
When I check the chakras, I am looking, as I say, for their illumination and radiance, their vitality. And those discs of spinning light, they move the energy around. So if energy is not being moved around, then it's going to stagnate And stagnating energy creates all sorts of issues in the human energy field. It's because the energy isn't supposed to pool and puddle. It's supposed to move around. So if there's any sign of congestion, stagnation, shrouding, you know, almost like it's got a cloud over it, well, if I find those in my clients' chakras, then I see it as my job to go in and to clear it down and correct the chakra so that they can function again at optimal levels and become radiant and vital. If one of my clients, when I have a chat with them at the beginning of this session, if they complain that they're feeling a bit stuck in their life, you know, it feels a bit stagnant, it's all getting a little bit too serious. Well, during my checks, I always double check the little underarch chakras at the soles of the feet that I'm talking about today. I do it just in case. So I was working on these mini chakras under the feet this week with a client, and the conversation we had after the correction was in place had actually inspired me, it inspired the feature for my show today. My client, quite rightly, she asked what she could do in order to keep these little known chakras in great shape and whether there was anything else that she could do in general to keep the energy in this location of her energy field flowing when I wasn't around. Now, she wasn't aware of the important role the area around the feet played in her spiritual and energetic well-being. So that was the first thing I was talking to her about. And she also didn't know that caring for her feet with a few simple exercises could positively impact her sense of well-being. And she said, if caring for her feet was that important, shouldn't I be taking time out and talking about it on my show? That's what I'm doing today. This is in her honour. Thank you very much, Katie. So caring for your feet. Caring for your feet contributes to your well-being. Not only your energetic well-being, it contributes to your spiritual, psychic, emotional, mental and physical well-being as well.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Energetically, it should come as no surprise to you that your feet are associated with anything to do with moving you forward in life. Your feet support you, they adapt continuously to any terrain that you're facing, so they're very, very good at judging situations and making sure that you're supported as you move forward through those situations. And they balance us out, even without us thinking about it. We stand up because of them, we walk forward safely because of them, we jump, we leap, we run. So everything to do with the energy of the feet is going to be linked to the idea of moving forward usefully, stably, right, purposefully, if there is such an expression, and with real balance. So under each of your feet is a small chakra wheel. It's in the soft, arched area. And when it's balanced and functioning correctly, with the levels of vitality and radiance that are normal, well, these little chakras help you to feel supported and able to be very present in your life, okay? But what if they're not functioning properly? If they're not radiant or vital, when these little chakras are not working properly, you're going to feel blocked. You're going to feel like stale energy easily comes around you. Life reaches a kind of standstill and you can't find the ability to move forward on many levels. In my sessions, when I discover these little chakras are in need of some tender loving care, I visualize white cleansing light pouring into these little wheels to help them to become radiant and vital again, to help them to spin. It's really easy to do. Simply thinking about it, you know, means that you'll be able to do this, and you could certainly do it as well if you wanted to have a go. If you offer energy healing already, or if you are practiced or understand Reiki, for example, or a similar kind of therapy, then you could place the palm of your hand on or over these areas, the area of the soft tissue on your feet, and you can free the energy up that way. Okay, direct your energy in exactly the same way as you always would, and the energy will know where to go and what to do. If you're the kind of person that really enjoys crystals and natural stones, go grab one of your brown striped tiger's eye crystals. Or if you don't have one of those that you have at hand that's ready to use, you could use a piece of smoky quartz. And all you do is you take the crystal and you move the crystal over that soft arch tissued area of your foot, and you do it in a clockwise motion. You do it until you feel like a flower at the heart of that little chakra at the bottom of your foot open up. How will you know? Well, the crystal's going to tell you, or you'll get an instinct about it. Something will happen as you're moving that energy in that clockwise direction around the bottom of your foot, and you'll either feel, ah, it's complete, or somehow the energy won't feel as if it needs to be moved. It will almost become effortless, almost like the energy around the foot itself completely vaporizes and changes. Now, while I'm focusing on this particular area of the feet and the difference a bit of tender loving care can make in this part of your energy field, I ought to also mention a couple of other things that you can do as well to care for your feet and increase your well-being. Well, try this. Gently feel around the soft tissue area at the arch of the sole of the feet. Does it feel tender when you touch it? Does it feel achy at all? Does it have a kind of a spiky nest to it, like a little pinprick? If you can't think of a health reason or a sort of an everyday reason, you know, like you actually trod on a stone and that's why it would feel sore. Well, if you can't think of a practical reason why this part of the foot should feel that way, then it may be that you need to clear away some spiritual messages that are waiting to be downloaded from there. Now, you might not have heard of this before, so if you haven't, I'm really pleased to be the one who's telling you about it. So, yes, you heard me right. Messages from your higher guides can become lodged in this area of your feet. And if they get lodged there, they block the flow of the energy through that area. It's a bit like having, I suppose, lots of emails that are waiting to download and you haven't been to collect them. And so it creates like a congestion in your foot. Now, our higher guides constantly try and send us messages to inspire us and to help us move forward in our lives. So it's really going to make sense for you to download that information. It is of value after all. Now, I've done this and I have to say it amazes me every time I do it, because after I have downloaded the information and I go back and I feel the tender spot or the areas on the bottom of my feet that were sore before, after I've downloaded the messages, for some reason, they're not tender anymore. So first I start by mapping out where the ache or the tender spots are. And then I assume that each of those tender areas actually represents a piece of information, a bit of a message that I haven't yet been able to pick up, that hasn't been delivered yet from my higher guides. Next, what I do is I grab a piece of paper and a pen. I sit up straight with my feet on the floor. Make sure I'm in a comfy chair next to a table. And I sort of still my mind for a minute or two to centre myself properly. And I then visualise the area on the sole of the foot that I felt was tender. And I imagine at that place on my foot, a small gateway. You can imagine it in any way you like. It can be a very simple sort of wooden gate, or it can be a really intricate winding energy streams which make this incredible sort of angelic gateway. Entirely up to you. I imagine a small gateway opening up at that position of my foot, and then I imagine a message coming through to my mind through that gateway from my higher guides. Now, please allow the images or the words to drift through. Don't force them through the gateway. And then as they come through, jot down exactly, and I mean exactly, what you experienced on your piece of paper. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to read it or make sense of it at this point. All you're trying to do is download, sort of empty those messengers that are being trapped in your feet. If you're not used to doing this, then don't worry if it feels a bit awkward at first. All you need to do is spend a few minutes on this, right? Write down what you saw or heard or thought of or felt in exactly the way you received it. And when you finish, when you've done all the different sore, tender areas on the left or the right soles of your feet, when you finish, you can then now take a look at the notes and see if it makes sense to you or not. Please don't overthink this or force it to fit if you're trying to get a message. I mean, it is going to fit. If you've only got part of a message, don't worry. The higher guides will send the rest of the message through to you. It may be that you don't need to know all the information yet. You just need to understand that there is a message delivery service and it happens to come through this part of the body. So how will you know if the message was delivered? Well, I already told you, check again that the soft spot, that tender spot on the sole of your foot, is it still there? If it isn't, the message has been delivered. Moving your life forward can feel amazing, can't it? But what if instead of it feeling energizing and anticipation makes you feel great? What if you don't feel that way? What if you feel that moving your life forward leaves you feeling drained? What if instead of moving forward joyfully, you feel stuck in the mud? What if instead of feeling excited about your life moving forward, you actually feel pessimistic about it instead? Well, the solution to this, to help you with this, it really couldn't be easier, all right? Get a big plastic bowl, fill it with warm water, put some handfuls of natural salt crystals into the water, like Himalayan salt or natural sea salt crystals, yeah? Give it a gentle swish so all those salt crystals dissolve. And then simply soak your feet in that warm, salty water for about 15 minutes. Make sure that your feet don't touch the bottom or the sides of the bowl, and make sure also that your feet don't touch each other. You want to draw out the dark, heavy, dense energy from the bottom of your feet. You want it to discharge into the salt water. And when you finish, after 15 minutes, rinse your feet off with, you know, dry them, rinse them off in some clean, fresh water, and then make sure you pour the salty, dark, sort of murky energy water that you've created, pour it down a toilet, flush the toilet straight away, or if you can, actually take it out of your house, go and pour it down a drain outside instead. You want to get rid of that murky water as soon as you possibly can. I also suggest, actually, that it makes a lot of sense to spend some time walking on the beach, like on the sand, or actually on grass, and doing it barefoot if it's safe for you to do that. I mean, it's winter time in the UK now, so you'll have to make your own decisions about whether this is or isn't a good time for you to try this. But I have to say that when you walk barefoot and you're able to really mindfully connect with nature in this way through the soles of your feet, it enables sensations and energy to move up and down your energy field. You will be able to draw up energy from the planet, and you'll be able to discharge old redundant energy into it. The soles of the feet are going to really then enable the rest of your body to truly discharge or to take up the vital energy that it really needs. You'd be surprised, 15 minutes doing this, what a difference it makes. Finally, you can boost the energy levels in your entire body with a very simple pressure point trick. Now, locate the soft tissue between your big toe and the second toe, and then press the area really firmly with your thumb and forefinger. Do it for about 2 minutes. Wow! This boosts your energy field. It makes it go off like a rocket. And as well as that, it clears your mind and it improves your focus. You can do this up to 3 times a day. Why don't you try it and see what happens? So these were the tips that I shared with my lovely client. And I'm really glad, thank you Katie, that she suggested I share them with you. So connecting with the energy centers in your feet really contributes massively to your well-being. Not only your energetic well-being, it actually contributes to your spiritual, psychic, emotional, mental, and physical well-being as well. I hope you're going to give any of these things a go. Do try them, they're not very difficult to do, and they will all have a massive impact. And if you find that they work, send me an email to amanda@futureselfenergetics.com because I'd love to hear from you. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetics show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.